The world's media descended upon Moscow on Wednesday, where Dmitry Medvedev was sworn in as Russia's third president since the collapse of the Soviet Union. His predecessor, Vladimir Putin, will become prime minister and is expected to retain a tight grip on the political scene. The change of guard comes at a time of heightened friction over Washington's missile defense plans for Central Europe and has raised questions regarding Moscow's future foreign policy. Daniela Lazarova spoke to Andrei Buresh, an expert on Czech-Russian relations, about the possible impact of these changes.
I think we will see only in the future, because one big unanswered question is what will be the future relationship between Mr. Putin and Mr. Medvedev. So in the short run, I wouldn't expect any major changes to Russian foreign policy, because basically it will be the continuation for the course. In the long run, however, it will be Mr. Medvedev who will be, at least according to the Constitution, in charge of both the security and the foreign policy. So it will be interesting to see whether he will be able to reassert himself, at least in this particular role.
Well, this change of guard comes at a time of heightened friction over Washington's missile defense plans for Central Europe. It's caused heightened friction between the Czech Republic and Russia. How would you characterize relations at the present time? And do you see any change there?
I saw minor changes perhaps in the rhetoric when Mr. Putin was addressing the Bucharest NATO summit, where he simply avoided mentioning this particular thorny issue. So that can be seen as perhaps a positive signal, or a signal that Russia might be a little bit more forthcoming for the compromising. On the other hand, the subsequent discussions between Mr. Putin and the outgoing President Bush were a little more open, and the issue of the anti-missile defense was again discussed with no consensus between either the U.S. or Russia. So I think there will be no major change even after Mr. Putin is gone, at least again in the short run. In the long run, there is some hope, according to some analysts, that Mr. Medvedev will be a little bit more liberal on this.
Would you say that Czech-Russian relations are at an all-time low since the collapse of the Soviet Union over this radar issue?
They are certainly at a fairly low when it comes to security issues, and especially this anti-missile defense has generated a lot of tensions. It's obviously questionable to what extent has it been, especially in this election time in Russia, a message to the local voters to have the transition between Mr. Putin and Mr. Medvedev smooth, and to what extent is it really something that Russia will pursue as a long-term policy goal. But in the end, I think Czech Republic simply needs to treat this as either a bilateral issue with the U.S. or possibly a NATO-wide issue and not to worry about Russia too much.
Just a few days ago, the former Russian president, Mikhail Gorbachev, said that he feared a new Cold War over the U.S. missile shield in Europe. Do you feel things are as bad as that?
I was a little surprised by not by what Mr. Gorbachev had to say, because that's very much in line with what all politicians, Russian politicians, have been saying, regardless whether they are in office now or whether they have been in office in the past. What I was a little surprised was the rhetoric, or how strong the rhetoric was, and from somebody who was in the position that he was, especially in the 1980s as the president or the leader of the former Soviet Union. I was a little surprised that he would be so strongly opposed to this.
The strong rhetoric that we have heard from Russia, is this merely the Kremlin going through the motions for the sake of the domestic audience, so to speak, or do you think that they could get serious and maybe exchange words for actions?
My personal interpretation is that it has been in the past months primarily, the rhetoric has been primarily issued to the domestic audience. But in the long run, I think ultimately all that Russia needs or wants is a little bit more pampering from both the European Union, NATO, and most importantly from the US.
And that was Andrei Buresh, an expert on Czech-Russian relations, speaking there to Daniela Lazarova.